We're on the top of Hayamud base. The Gemara brought three proofs that something that was acid with a gzeir of a bezdin and needs another bezdin to be matered, even if the reason why it was also goes away. The first one was by Matan Torah. So, Maiva Omer, why do you need all these different proofs? Hachikoma. Nichtik Siv, Hayun Echolim Ushloshes Yomim. Says that you should be prepared for the third day. That's the way Tosus learns. Lishloshes Yomim means for the third day, meaning for Matan Torah. And Al Tikshu Elisha. They were prohibited to live with their wives because of Matan Torah. And then after Matan Torah, it says, Lechem or Lohem, Shuvu Lohem Lo Lechem. Lomali, why do I need now? Matan Torah is over. So automatically, should be able to live with their wives. Why does that have to say a new heter? Right? Shuvu Lachem Lo Lechem. Shema Minoa, Koldover Shuvu Minyan, Tzorv Minyan Akhil Atiro. So you see from here that even though the reason went away, still they needed a special heter to go back to live with their wives. The Chitema Lemitzis Ona Huda Asa. Maybe not. Maybe the reason they were told to go back to live with their wives was in order to makayim the mitzvah of Ona. That not because they needed a new heter, as a mitzvah. Not just you're allowed to live with your wife, you have to live with your wife. So is it said to say the mitzvah of Ona? So, da'asa, tashma, therefore I need another pasuk. Dimshol chayovel heima yalu bahar. Says that they weren't allowed to go up to Har Sinai because the Torah was going to be given. And then it says that when the shofar blows, then they're allowed to go up on the mountain again. Or when you need a special heter, as soon as the Torah is given, you're allowed to go back on the mountain. Now, the only reason you weren't allowed to go on the mountain is because the Shechina was there. Shechina will go away. You'll be allowed to go up again. Michti ksiv, gamatzonga bokra, yiru mula harahu. Dimshoch hayova lamali. Right? It's clear that the only reason why they weren't allowed to go up to Har Sinai was because of Matan Torah. So when the Torah was given, they should be allowed to go up automatically without any new pasuk. I might think that's only when the Rabban Lashon asked something, so he has to give a special heter, specific heter afterwards. But how do you know when the Rabbanan asked something that another basin has to be matarit? But the Rabbanan lo, Toshma Kerem Ravai, right, is what's it called? Kerem Ravai the Rabbanan, the Ka'amr Lake Varnimnu Alecha Chavirecha Vitiru. Right, so you see from that brisa, that what's it called, that even by an Issur D'Rabbanan, you need another Beis Din to be matured, even if the reason why the first Beis Din Asur it no longer applies. Rashi. Maiva Omer, Kolomer, Ketzeron, Lemedim, and Amnikra, Arishon, Velom, and Nemru, Shnayim. Right? The Gemara now is explaining how we learn from the first Pasuk this Klal, and why it's not sufficient, why you need another Pasuk. Hachikam, Kach, Lomed, and Arishon. Should be prepared for the third day, live with your wives. After the 3 days were over, and the Torah was given, so they should have been mutter to live with their wives automatically. Why do you need a special pasuk to tell me they can go back and live with their wives? Shema minohel v'kutcha brichuhu osar v'ayla mishrayahu gufei b'hadek. Since he asked it, he has to be matur it now. The issur doesn't only go away by itself. V'adin l'chol dover shuminyan. And we learn from that, anything that was a specific issur, the issur doesn't go away by itself. V'chi te makloma ukrolad v'mshoch hayovel v'yolet tanaminei v'hachi hodr v'yolet mehosam. V'chor, why do you need another pasuk v'mshoch hayovel? We already learned it from the first pasuk. The Hachikomer, Leif, the Chitema, the High Shuvah Lachem, the Hachikomer Lach, the Chitema, the High Shuvah Lachem, Lav Le Mishrei Tashmish. Maybe no, maybe the Pasuk of Shuvah Lachem Lalechem is not to tell its mutter now to live with your wife. That would be automatic. Dome Mele Mishrei. Lele Tzavos and Lashu, the Mitzvah Samelech, Al Korchon, Shalom the Groh, and Shoseim. It's a mitzvah. Go back and live with your wife is a mitzvah. Not just you're allowed to. You're allowed to, I wouldn't have to tell you. And I'm telling you it's a mitzvah. Toshma mehaka dimshoch hayovel sheimshoch bihistalik shchina minahor the yarech atokeas kolok minig atokei bachrona. So first pshat Rashi says dimshoch hayovel means you can blow a tikkia gedola, right, and extend the tikkia. At that point, that's a siman that the shchina left, and then you're allowed to go onto the mountain. So that's one pshat. B'mshoch hayovel means they'll blow a tkiah gedola as a sign that the Shechina left. That's why we blow a tkiah gedola at the end of Yom Kippur to show that the Shechina left. Lashon acher, b'mshoch hayovel, sheyimshoch hatokeah melitkoah. Mosheich can mean also to hold back. He'll stop blowing. When you stop hearing the sounds of the shofar, then you can go up on the mountain. When the shofar stops blowing. So mirtik si beluchos vachronos the ishlo yalimach misefi dekroy yalif el mula harahu kos manshu by havayis kedusha kedushaso shashchin olavoshu. Right, the pasuk says when. What's it called? A mula horahu. As long as the shchin is on the mountain, you're not allowed to go up. Avon ishtalka shchina mutter shamina memela. The mail, if the shchina goes away, of course you're allowed to go up. So why do you need a special pasuk to tell me you can go up? Loma leilad kure sher yusa behed yabaluchos varishonos. Ulameimor nishtalka shchina heima yalu. That when the shchina goes away, you can go up. It's obvious. The only reason you can't go up is because the shchina is there. Elamai, we learn from here that something that's also, you need a specific heter. It doesn't just go away by itself. The Shechina remained on Har Sinai till the Mishkan was put up, and then the Shechina transferred to the Mishkan. The clouds didn't go away until they left Har Sinai on the 20th day of Iyar of the next year. We don't need a pasuk to tell me that they could go up on the mountain when the Shechina leaves. We should learn that from the pasuk El Mula Harahu. The only issur was because of the Shechina. The Sechas Tainis Nami Me'ahu Kroy Alfina. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Mekomo Shal Ode Mechabdo Elahu Mechabid Mekomo. We learned this idea that it's not the place that's Mechabid the person, it's the person's Mechabid the place. As long as the Shechina. As long as the Shechina was in Har Sinai, even animals couldn't come and pasture there. When the Shechina went away, the Torah said you could go back up. So you see, it's only the Rabban Shlom's presence that made the mountain important, not the mountain in itself. We learn from here something that was aser the minion. You need another minion to be matur. It doesn't become mutter by itself just because the reason doesn't apply. Moses says, and I might think that's only midaraisa, honey mila midaraisa. The issur shiyotsu mipiagvura, something that the Rabban Shem asered, he had to say beferish it's mutter in order to be matur. Hutzur chulish tzrach nulishmoa heter mipiv. Av a minion to Rabban and lobein and sheyusa behedya elimichlolo. But maybe by an issur to Rabbanan, as long as the reason goes away, the issur goes away. Toshma kerem revai. To hutzrich lahalos peres asu mahalach yom de Rabbananu. The koboi minion. Afagav de ikal mishra bichlal. The whole thing was an issur to Rabbanan. Still, the bezdin had to be matarit, and even though the reason didn't apply anymore, it didn't become mutter by itself. Okay. The chitema beitza nomni imnu ala lechora. What are we? So now we say now the reason that beya shenolda barishon is also b'sheni even after the takon of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, because since it was aser before the takana, you need a new beisdin to be matarit. So Mar says lechora there was a beisdin. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai v'shayua that when Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai made the takana that you were makabel the edus the whole day. And now we only keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah misafik, so the chora they should know the barishon is mutter b'sheni, because the original takana went away, and it went away because of the what's it called the heter of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. So Mar says no, he imnu aedus abeitz lo imnu. When they were matir to be makabel the aedus, but they never made a special heter on the egg. And they asked on that lechora they never made a special isra on the egg either. The egg was osur because they made that you were makabaladis and the mela both days could be kodesh mitam vada. So what's it called? So when they were matur to makabaladis, it went back to being a sofik and mela the egg is mutter. So the Rashba says, the Ritva says, the most pashut the teretz that someone will say, that it's as if when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, before that, when they made the first takrana, not to be makabel edus after mincha, so it's as if they made a separate isser on the egg. And in order to be matur, that separate isser now, you need to specify it specifically, and it wasn't specified specifically. So Mar says, Omalei Abaya, so that's Abaya's taina. This is what Rav Yosef says. But Abaya's taina is Omalei Abaya, Atu Beya, Beminyan Mihavai, Beya Be'edus Talya Milsa. They never made a special gzeira on the Beya. It was all included in the package of the Edus. Once they weren't Makabal the Edus, then the Kedusha is one long Kedusha, and the Beya is also. Now that they are Makabal the Edus, so it reverts back. That's Abaya's taina, right? Talia, Milsa, Itzer Edus, Itzer Beya, Istri Edus, Istri Beya. When the Edus became Mutter in Makabel, it went back to the original thing. So other Rishonim learned that what Rav Yosef said, it was Rav Yosef, not like Abaya, is that Rav Yosef held, and that's the way Takat Rashi says also, that when they were matur, when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was matur Makabel Edus, he was only matur to Makabel the Edus. But you still had to keep the next day Kodesh. That's what Rabbi Yosef held. The Mela, the original Takon of the Gabi the Egg, still stood. It's only he was matur to Makabel Edus. But the original, that's what Rabbi Yosef learned. The original Takon of keeping this next day, and the next day was only the Rabbanan. So it's Mamish, one long Kedusha, where the first day is Minatora, the second day is the Rabbanan, that remained. And therefore, what's it called? The egg also remains also. Rashi. The chitema beya nami hash tohother of Yosef vasuke milsa. Now Rav Yosef is finishing off what he said before. Since you need a special heter to be matur it, there was not a special beis din to be matur the beya, so it remains also. The omer af mitakonis of Yochanan Zakkai ve'elach beya tzura. Rav Yosef argues on Rabban. He says, even after the Takon of Yochanan Zakkai, the egg that was laid on the first day remains Osra on the second day. Right? Beya b'minyan mihavi. So Abaye says, not true. There was never a special Isser on Beitza. Klum huskra b'minyan arishin la'osra. They didn't say, a Beya that's born on the first day is Osra on the second day. They said that it's all one long Kedusha. You're not Mekabel, what's it called, the Edus after Mincha. Memela, the Beya will be Osra. So once they were matur the Edus, this also became mutter automatically. Okay. So Rav Yosef argues on that. Okay. Rav Adav, Rav Shalman, Tarvayu mi bei kluchis amre, af mi takonis Rav Yochanan Zakkai ve'elech bei asura. They agree with Rav Yosef that even after the takon of Rav Yochanan Zakkai, bei shenolda b'yom rishon is also b'yom sheni, even though will be makabel the Edus now after Mincha, and Lechora, the only reason it's Osir is Misafik, still, it's Osir. Why? My timer. Meheri Yibon Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash will be soon rebuilt. The Yomru Ishtokeg Milo Achal Nubeya B'yantav Sheni. Hashda Nomi Nechu. Right? When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, the original Takana will go back, that you're not makabel Edus after Mincha. And then it'll be again like one long day. And then the Beya will be Osir on the second day. And people won't realize that the year before they were able to eat an egg that was laid the first day, the second day, because it was in different circumstances, right? V'lo yadid yishtok yitztei kedusha osein, v'hashtei kedusha achasi. Right? So therefore, the isser on the egg remained, so people shouldn't make a mistake when the Beis HaMikdash is built. Mar says, yichachi edus nami lo nekabel. If that's the case, then we shouldn't be makabel the edus either after mincha. Because the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and the people will say, well, last year we were Makabel Edus after Mincha, we can do it this year too. Right? So let's leave the whole thing the way that it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and people will make a mistake. Mar says, no. At my time, in the Meheri Yibon Beis HaMikdash, V'yom Rishtaket Milo Kabal Nu Edus Zachodesh Kol Ayom Kulo, Hashta Nomi Nekabel. So Mar says, no, Hachi Hashta. No comparison. Hasam Edus Mesura LeBeisdin. Edus depends on Beis Din being Makabalit. They'll know. Beis Din knows the difference between when there's a Beis HaMikdash and not. They are Lechol Mesura, but everybody has to decide if they can eat that egg the second day or not. It has nothing to do with a Beis Din. People make a mistake. Okay. Rashi, Meheri Yibona Beis HaMikdash, V'tachzer Takon Rishona, Shalola Kabal Edus, Ela Ara Mincha. right? The what's it called? The takana will go back, not to Mekabalatus, only up till Mincha, so they shouldn't make problems with the Karbanos. And then, what's it called, it'll become again Osir. So people, if we're Matur it now, they'll make a mistake and think it's Mutter then. So Mor says, that's the case, and let's not be Mekabalatus even now. So you shouldn't make a mistake then. Mor says, no, Edus and Mesura lebased it. Enis kakim lamhel lebased it. The Heim Yodim Taino Shodover Lito. Based and know the difference. But Rechol Mesura, but whether you eat this egg or not, everybody, what's it called, is going to make that decision. Not Bezdin. Liyad HaKoli Bo. They not called Bo in Lisho V'Sum Chal Min Hagam. Not everybody's going to come to ask the Shaila, and they'll say, well, last year I did it, and they were Matur it. This year, it was the same thing. Okay. Rava Omar, Af Mitakonis Rav Yochanan Zakeh De'elech Be'a Asura. Not like Rabba. Again, like Rav Yosef. That even after the Takon of Rav Yochanan Zakeh, Be'a is Asur. Why? Milo Moda Rav Yochanan Zakeh. This is the way Rashi learns. Doesn't Rav Yochanan Zakeh agree? Shimbo Edim Min HaMincha L'Mala. If Edim came after Mincha, even after the Takon of Rav Yochanan Zakeh, that were Mekabel the Edis, Shinoagim Oso Ayom Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh. With that, whether Rav Yochanan Zakeh was only Mevatel that you're not Mekabel the Edim, but he wasn't Mevatel the Din that the next day is Kodesh. In other words, if he weren't Mekabel the Edim, then we'd finish off that day B'Kedusha, and we met the next day Kodesh. And the Iker day would be the second day. First day would just be, we weren't Mekabel the Edim. First day we finished off, the people next year shouldn't say that, well, we did work at the end of the day, we'll start working this year. And then the Edim will come. Right? So there's two full days of Kedusha, not Misafik. First day we finish off Vaday, and we make the second day Vaday. So that was before the Takana. After the Takana, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh says, we Mekabel the Edis and make the first day Vaday. But he wasn't Mevatel that they make the second day too. If the Edim come after Mincha, then it remains the next day is going to be Kodesh, Midrabanan, even though the first day were Mekabel the Edis and the first day is Doraisa. So it's possible to have a first day D'Oraisa, a second day D'Rabbana Mitam Vada, it's one Kedusha, and therefore the egg is also on the second day. And that's Taka how we paskin. At least that's how the Rith paskin. Okay, we'll see in a second. Milo Moda, Apagav, the Tikkun, Lekabel Edus HaChodesh, Kol Hayom, even though Rav Yochanan Zakeh was Mesakin to Mekabel the Edus all day, even after Mincha, Lios Monim Lemoados Min Arishon, and the first day is Rosh Hashanah, and you count to Yom Kippur and to Sukkot, from that day becomes Aleph Tishrei. Vafilu Bo Edom Lachra Mincha, even if Edom came after Mincha, right? Avol Milasos Yom Tiv Sheni Lo Nekra Takana Rishonim Koma, but he didn't take away the original Takana that the second day is also Yom Tiv. That he left. The second day now becomes Yom Tiv Terabanan. It's the second day of Tishrei, but it's also Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, they left it as one long Kedusha, Mela the Exhaustor on the second day.